K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Macy.
Hey, Macy.
How are you guys?
We're good. You sound out of breath.
Are you running this morning?
Well, no, I'm a little stressed out. I met this guy at a bar, and I really expected something else other than what's going on right now. I can't get a hold of him, and I really want to figure it out.
So, okay, what happened at the bar? You met each other. Did you
go out after that?
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
We did. So basically, we were both out with our friends, and he came over. He bought me a drink. He danced with me. I mean, it was a really, really, really good time. And then we exchanged numbers, and he wanted to take me to Fleming's.
Wow.
First date.
Big shot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so I'm just like, you're like, oh my God, could this guy be the one? Oh my gosh, we were getting along so perfectly, and I just felt like that was one of the best dates I've ever been on, and now I can't get a hold of him. Like, he's just literally disappeared.
Doesn't make sense.
No. Did you say his name, or what is his name?
Jason. Yeah.
Shall we call him?
Yeah, I think so, Nancy.
All right, Macy, we're going to call him in about 10 minutes. Can you hang out for that long?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Macy, you met at a bar, you danced, right? There was dancing involved.
Always.
Then he took you to Fleming's. I got to ask you, did you get the tomahawk steak? Because our boss, Nick, he always sits in on these. Nick, that's a Nick favorite, right, Nick?
Yeah, good. Daddy likey.
So, it was a good dinner?
Oh my God, it was amazing.
Poor Macy's terrified now.
All right, so shall we give him a call? Woody, are you all right?
I don't know if I keep it together. Macy,
Nick's goofing in here. I know it's just funny.
I know we're supposed to tell you to be real quiet, but I'm going to try my best to be real quiet because we're going to call him, all right?
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, is this Jason?
Speaking.
Jason, how are you this morning?
I am fine. Who are you? What's going on?
Well, we are Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Well, all right. Well, what can I help you guys with?
That's all right. It doesn't sound like he's familiar with the station, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Every morning we do a public service called Second Date Update, where a couple's gone out once, and then one of the couple wants to go out again. There seems to be like a misunderstanding, Woody? So we try to get him to go again?
Yeah, so they give us a call, try to figure out what happened.
Okay.
Do you think you know who may have called us?
I mean, I've only, I can guess, because I've only been on one date as of recently, so I got a feeling.
So we know it's Macy.
Yes.
Dude, I got to give you props. Fleming's?
On a first date? Look at you, high
roller. Wow.
Fancy guy, I guess.
What? I mean, did she have bad manners? I mean, what happened?
No. So she's like, first of all, I mean, she's gorgeous. Like, she's just beautiful, and we were getting along really well on the date. But she kept saying her feet itch, and I kind of didn't really think too much of it, and I kind of ignored it, but she kept saying it, and then around the fifth time of her saying it, she reached down to itch her foot, and I just kind of looked down and took a glance, and it was disgusting. Her feet were completely black with dirt.
Well, did she just take him off to itch her foot and put her shoes back on, or what?
Well, so she took off her shoes and she left them off. And I couldn't help. All I could do was just look at her feet. And it just was I was gagging.
Jason, this is at Fleming's. This is a nice place.
Made herself at home at Fleming's, huh?
Oh my.
Did she kick her feet up on the table too?
I mean, I've done that. Well, I mean, I've taken my shoes off before, but I mean, put them back on.
Yeah, the funny thing was she was dressed to the nine. She was attractive. It's just that her feet were filthy, disgusting.
Maybe she was having I don't know, back problems. Sometimes when I try to wash my feet, Nancy, I can't get all the way down there. I just let the soap trickle down, and that's good enough.
No. This is just, now listen, you know what? I did read a survey, you guys, that said most people, when they're in their shower, don't bother washing their feet. They wash everything else and just assume when the soap and water runs out, it washes your feet, but apparently not.
80% of the time, that's what I do, Nancy. It's just easier. There's soap on the floor of the bathtub. You just kind of rub your feet
on
it.
You're
disgusting. All good.
Yeah, gross. No.
No, like I said, her feet were just black, filthy, like gross, disgusting. Like, I couldn't get past it.
Oh, my God. Did you really just say that on the radio?
Is it true?
Oh, my God.
Well, first of all, I mean, you kind of did it to yourself.
Macy, we're still waiting the answer. Is it true?
No, like, I obviously I wore shoes, but like, I've just been like just embracing, like just doing a little bit of bare feet walking. There's like all these pros. There's a million videos on TikTok you can watch, you know, like girls are walking around New York City barefoot. And I was just like, you know, so I just was just comfortable and took them off. And I mean, like, Britney Spears goes into public restrooms without her shoes on.
It's true.
Like,
okay, like, that's gross, though. I don't care.
He's not wrong.
Does it?
I mean, seriously, Macy, these places were like outside. Like, walking outside, walking into this isn't a restaurant.
A really
nice
one.
People are eating.
Well, I was walking around the green barefoot during the day, so.
But why?
It's just like a better connection to nature. It's supposed to be like help with stress and all of that. And I was just like, why not? And I mean, have you guys looked at TikTok? Like, almost every single girl is doing
that. Yeah, you said that already. I mean, we kind of understand. But so you don't wash your feet?
Of course I wash them, but I didn't wash them in between, like during the day. I would wash them at the end of the night.
Like, I literally took a shower right before our date.
I was shopping at the Green before our date.
Yeah, but they don't allow you in stores without shoes on.
No shirt, no shoes, no service.
I feel like you guys are trying to like trip me up in this, and this is literally not a big deal, people.
I feel like it is, and I feel like if the people at Fleming saw your feet, they would think otherwise too.
Which is apparently what you're thinking, Jason, right?
Yeah, yeah, and honestly, like, I'm not much of a nature lover and being connected to nature and stuff. So, like, I just, like, I think my instinct on our first date is still spot on. Like, this is not for me.
I think these two people are heading in different paths, Nancy.
Kind of do, so it doesn't make sense, but we do. You called in, Macy, so this is how it works, where we offer you guys a second date. Shoes are required, you know, because you're going to be in our company limo and nobody wants to see that.
No dirty feet in the limo.
And maybe a place to eat, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we can afford Fleming's, but we'll send them out to eat. We'll give them a $150 gift card or something like that.
Maybe a movie.
Yeah.
Concert.
Jason, let's do it. I'll put on some sandals. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, you literally should have said something that day.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I think, like, I think where we left it is where we're going to leave it for me.
I can't believe you told people in Canon 9 that I have dirty feet. Oh, my God.
You actually had them call me.
He's got a point.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.